Good evening, everyone. I want to give you a little introduction to our guest speaker this evening. Fassel John is his name, and he's pastor of Grace Bible Church that's located in Pakistan. I'll take a look at his website. You can go to Grace Bible Church Pakistan, and it will all pop up. He seems to have taught, I didn't have time to look at all of this, but there are 66 books in the Bible, and it seems like he's taught all 66 of them. I'm not sure if that's true, but he's certainly given a stab at it. So he's here in the country visiting a number of churches. He's associated with quite a number of doctrinal churches in the United States. He is a doctrinal church in Pakistan. He's got some slides here that's going to show a number of things that goes on with his ministry. He's got a nice-looking church. He's got nice-looking people. They don't dress like we do. They look far better than we do. And so they're very cordial-looking people. The ladies are beautiful. So you'll get to see some of these people tonight. And he'll tell you all about what he does there. And I assume that he will tell you a little bit about what he does here in the United States here. If I remember correctly, he spends about 5 or 6 months here each year and about 5 or 6 months over in Pakistan. So we're happy to have him here at Grace Doctrine Church to tell us all he wants to tell us regarding his ministry. And we appreciate him sharing his time with us. Before we begin, let's pause for a few moments of silent prayer for rebound if necessary. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for the opportunity to hear Fassel speak this evening. We thank you for the ministry that he has in Pakistan, and especially for those members of the royal family of God who are a member of his church due to their faith alone in Christ alone. Thank you for his ministry and for his visit here, and we lift our prayer in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Fassel, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening. It's an honor to be here this evening as a testimony of God's sovereign hand. And his plan, nothing happened without the purpose that he have designed before even we ever exist. So we are grateful here this evening. And I want to thank Pastor Joe for his gracious opportunity that given to us to represent this evening what God is doing in Pakistan. And also, we are very grateful to Sister Heather and Brother Randy. God chose them, the accident he planned for us to glorify him. So we are very grateful for Heather and Brother Randy for their hospitality and their love and their, you know, everything they did. It is unbelievable. And I was just talking to Carrie. The passages was just a reminder to me that even Bible says, Jesus said, if anyone to righteous man give a cup of water, I will remember his reward in my presence in heaven forever and ever. Man of God and woman of God, I can't wait to see the reward they are going to reap. We all are reaper of God's grace, and I'm grateful for this evening. And I want to open up with a small prayer asking God the Holy Spirit to take my broken English to communicate to you guys this evening what he have done and continually doing in Pakistan and in the United States. So let's pray and approach the throne of God with the confidence and the help that is available for us. Father God, thank you so much. Once again, thank you so much for everything and every good and perfect gift come from you. And Jesus Christ is the awesome and excellent gift come in a flesh and dwell among us. And especially, Father, die on our behalf. So we can have a victory. We can have a perfect relationship with you. And above all, through your Spirit, we can have access anytime into your throne room. Father, we are grateful for this evening. We are grateful for the body of Christ known through your word, the royal family of God. We are grateful, Father. So use us all as we talk about and give account about your awesomeness, about your excellency, about your remarkable love and the fingerprints of all over in our lives. So Father, give me words and your Spirit lead us and guide us and whatever we do and say to glorify your Son, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen. So my name is Pastor Faisal John. I came from Pakistan. I born in Pakistan, and I want to give a brief introduction how God delivered me from a darkness to the marvelous light. My background, my three generation was involved. Actually, three generation was involved. I am the fourth generation. I was involved in a black magic. My grandfather, his father, and my dad, and myself, we are the all firstborn in all generation. And every firstborn generation son take on the job that the father was doing. So we were worshiping idols. We had Hindu gods, we have Buddha gods, we have also Gentile gods like gods from Islam, a lot of graves, a lot of other things. And I was lost. I was dedicated and also called by my grandfather to devote my devotion, my loyalty to one false god from Hinduism. So I was doing that. Just so happened, on God's timing, someone came to our town and he asked me to join them in the church to just play simple instruments in the worship team. So I was just there for approbation, lust. I was just there to hear, wow, this kid is good. He play awesome. So I was just there for those reasons. But God had a different plan. So I was there, I was listening, and all of a sudden, the scripture, as Bible says in Hebrew, his word is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So he, his word is knows everything in our soul. So the word of God become alive in my life when I heard that Jesus said to his disciple very last night, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one come to Father except through me. When that passage made sense, I said, there's no one like him. And I start searching in my soul. All the idols, all the demons I'm serving, they ask something. My devotion, my loyalty, my sacrifice, and if I do so, they are happy. If I don't, there's a wrath. There's a consequence to pay. So as I was comparing, but with Jesus Christ, he left everything. He put on a human form, become like us, to just come to deliver us, to show his love. When I understood that there's no one like him, I said, I want to follow the one who offer everything for me and even beyond everything. So I became a believer in the age of 16 when I understood the message of God's grace. I was zealous. I did not have my own Bible. I borrowed from someone, start studying, and telling everyone as I was studying, as I was telling everybody, hey, Jesus Christ is the only hope. Hey, Jesus Christ, the only one. And when you became a believer, there's a visible and invisible war take place. My whole family, who was involved in rituals from generation to generation, they were mad. Long story short, for me and for my dad and my whole family, it was a hate. There was a lot of bad words that even the English dictionary is unable to describe the meanings. So they were, you know, cursing on me. They were saying a lot of stuff. And I was just pursuing them. And one night I remember I told them, Dad, I know you guys following those all idols. They cannot offer you. To the very end, you know they cannot give you life. And I took one idol that we were worshiping and tied the rope on the neck, and I was rolling in our streets, and everybody was shouting at me and saying, Faisal, they will kill you. I said, if this idol cannot free itself from this rope, how can it kill me? And I quote Psalms 115 that those idols have eyes cannot see, have ears cannot hear, have heart or parts of body, those are just man-made. I said, those are false god, and thank God. That statement was true, and I'm still alive, and I'm still moving and still preaching that God is God our back. So my dad finally, God the Holy Spirit, his words broke through him, through into his life, and he finally understood, and he became a believer. And he walked away from his all religious rituals and all kind of stuff. So long story short, my dad, mom, brothers, and my immediate family, now they're known by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that they are not only my family here, but forever and ever in heaven. So that's the background where I come from. And, you know, as God's call, he have a purpose. And I understood this very simple thing about the salvation message, and I was seeking for God's word. I want to study, I want to tell everybody. And I remember I pray, just like a prayer in Old Testament, the prayer of Jabez. Father, if it's your will, increase my borders, increase my territory. And I'm not asking $1 million, I'm asking million soul, if it's fit in your plan, use me. So since that, he is awesomely doing awesome work, and that was the background and how I, this Pakistani, came across from a Pakistan, from many other countries' border to get here in the United States. It is unbelievable. God, I remember in Pakistan is arranged marriages. I was saying, Lord, if there's anyone that you have for me, my rib that you has just took from Adam as you took from me, is there's anyone as my partner, Father, my prayer that she loves you more than me. I want have a partner that go with me to serve you. And he heard that prayer. And not only he heard, he answered. And 5 years later, God sent a doctrinal teacher and evangelist from Massachusetts, Rhode Island area, from Pastor McLaughlin Church, Scott Grande, and in his team, my wife, Carrie. So she came, I knew, based upon the passage I was pondering and waiting, Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I was just delighting in his word. I say, you know, I want to follow you. And if there's any wife that you have for me, I will say yes. So there was a lot of arranged marriages. I broke a lot of hearts. Every time somebody asked, I say, let me pray. And even some of them were very aggressive. They said, God told me you are my husband. I said, sorry, dear, he haven't told me yet. So, God sent Carrie, and we got married on 2007, April 18. So, that's the way God brought me here in USA. And that's enough about our love story and the God story. And let's talk about what God also doing. Grace Bible Church, born in Pakistan in 2008, when I understood the grace of God, and I want everybody to showered and be covered and hear the word grace and accept the message of grace that is offering to every human race that I come to give you life freely, freely. So, Grace Bible Church, I say, there's a lot of many different names, so I want to focus on Grace Bible and Church. So in 2008, Church born, and since that, I don't know which way to go. Okay. So, 2008, we started Church under Grace Bible Church before there was a prayer group, but we are living here, right here. City called Arifwala. Arifwala. Arifwala, that's the city we are living, and God is doing amazing thing in Pakistan in that small city. And in Grace Bible Church, this is the prayer center where we started. When I became a believer and was serving in a prayer group, Carrie come in my life as my wife, and she started when she was there, a children ministry. For 3 months she was there, and we start the prayer center. In this prayer center, God allow us to teach through the speakers, and that speaker was reaching 5 miles. And it was unbelievable. Many people heard every morning, 5 a.m., the word of God, the sweeper heard the word of God, and the Gentile heard the word of God as they are cooking and making the breakfast. And after 1.5 years between that, police came and they said, take it down or we will take you down to the prison and destroy whatever we can. But thank God, God saved us from that attack. So we take everything down, and a lot of people start asking why the messages are not being, are spoken or being, taught over the speaker. So we told the reason, and people were sad. And the complaint was against us that Gentile people, I'm talking about the Muslims, their wives in the morning when they cook, when they make breakfast, instead they're reciting their scriptures, they are reciting Psalms and Bible passages, which is not good. So it was God's grace that from this prayer center, Lord had a perfect timing that He's the one who build and He's the one who, take care, as Psalms 127 says. In this colony, that colony was found on a garbage dump. It was a isolated colony. A place was like a completely garbage and wasted land. It was given to Christians to squat there. So God opened a door for us in this community, and that garbage dump turned into a beautiful, beautiful place that changing many souls. And we put the cross of Jesus, and in our banner we have a verse in Urdu saying the message of the cross is a foolishness for those who do not believe, but it is the power of God for those who have accepted the message of cross, that Jesus paid it all. So it's the paraphrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 1:18. And this is the church inside. It's an L shape. So every morning I teach through the script, through the Skype. If I'm unable, we have a recording messages, and it goes on to many, many places. So this is the man's side inside the church. This is the woman's side, and we are studying the morning and also Sunday services. And that's the courtyard. All the big meetings like Christmas or Resurrection Sunday or other meeting takes place. So we have, God have opened door for us in 7 different villages. We go there, teach their kids, and also have a, Jesus hook. Jesus hook of God's grace to, pull their mom and dad also, into the fold of Jesus, simply sharing the message of cross. So kids are a wonderful tool for their parents to, bring them into the saving knowledge of Christ. So that's the place is used for that purpose. And the cross is glass and everybody can see, even the birds, when sit down, they will see their reflection and they will just, you know, make a wonderful noises, sometimes just, you know, fighting noises on the cross. And that's the entry, Grace Bible Church and Pak Aravala School. And this is the congregation that come from different villages on Resurrection Sunday. Everybody sit down. And I remember one of them, Resurrection Sunday, I was late. They have to sing about more than 17 songs. And they were saying, "Where's Pastor?" But I was surrounded by the special forces that was there to protect. And they were educated. They want to know what is the Resurrection Day is about. I said, good question. So here I am, 5'10", and they are about more than 6 foot, and they have AK-47s in their hand and safety off, and they are asking, "Tell us what is the meaning of the Resurrection Sunday." I said, good, Lord help me. So I explained everything and they were satisfied. That's why it took so much time. And they said, unbelievable. They said, nobody have told us. So there's so many Gentiles are living under, you know, misleading and living without knowing the truth. So that's why we have to be ready always. If you know the truth, truth will set you free. So it was a blessing. It was like a mind-blowing and changing attitude moments when they heard the facts and the truth of Jesus Christ's resurrection and his risen life. And this is also God take, you know, mess and make message. And God took wasted land and turned into beautiful place where he can, you know, bless souls. So this land was turned into a two new schoolrooms in a Grace Academy, Pakistan, Grace Academy school. And those two rooms was, we had a grand opening when Carrie and me was in Pakistan. And now we have over 130 kids, and they are being educated. Education we are using as a tool to bring the Word of God into their forehead, into their memory. Because as you know, scriptures tell us it is not good for a person to be without a knowledge. So that knowledge leading them to the saving knowledge of Christ, as Jeremiah said, if anyone boast that he knows the Lord. So that work is going on, Grace Academy School. God is doing awesome job there through teachers and kids, and many have accepted and understood the simplicity of God's grace message that Jesus paid it all. And this is the street view of the Grace Bible Church and the school. And two more rooms was needed. And I was telling someone, when God give you land, and he will fill up with peoples too. So we needed two more rooms, and thank God for the gracious gift of all the saints from United States that two more rooms was added, and now we have sixth grade in our school, and they are being blessed under the shower message of God's grace. And this is the look like from inside the new rooms, and the kids are just enjoying the Independence Day on August 14 in Pakistan. These are the kids with new uniform and ready to face winter. That was the picture that was given to the dress was given to the kids. Different kids, different classes. We have a nursery to the sixth grade. Yeah, and we are registered to 8th grade, and we are hoping that the Lord will allow us to go more, and with one purpose. If they have a little education, they can read the Word of God. Without the Word of God, there's no understanding of the written Word of God. And through the written Word of God, there's a, you know, obviously we get to know the living Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. So with all purpose that education is to show them that Jesus Christ is their only one that is the hope of all nation. So they are being blessed, and this is the Bible class that goes on in Grace Academy School, fourth days of the week. And we are currently teaching the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruit of Spirit, love, joy, peace, and patience. And they are learning each month. Each month, all the cross-references about love and joy and peace, and also they are coloring pictures. So it's been wonderful experience for them and for us. And this corner building also was an answer of prayer. Me and Carrie, we were praying, and especially for her, she had a daddy hole. When she was little, her daddy left, and she had that hole and emptiness. And when she come to the saving knowledge of Christ and understanding the Bible, she came to the passage, 2 Corinthians 6:18, that I will be father to you and you will be sons and daughter to me, thus says the Lord Almighty God. 2 Corinthians 8:16. So this building turned into house called 316 Children Home. And the 316 Children Home, for the neglected, for the oppressed, for the abused, and whoever is, you know, been rejected from their own family or orphans, that's the home is for these kids. Currently, we have 19 kids, and by the grace of God, how many spiritually have been adopted in Christian families? Yeah, more 8 kids left, and 11 is already adopted. And if you want to have more information, you can see Carrie and ask if God is putting something in your heart. So 316 Children Home with a big red door. The purpose, anybody can come and knock the door and say 316, and they are welcome in, and inside they will be, you know, told and share the Word of God and the Gospel, that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son for you. If you believe in Him, you will not go to hell. You will not be perished, but you will have eternal life. And that's the awesome part, eternal life. Not 10-month life, not 10-year life, not maybe when you sneeze wrong way and you lose your salvation. Eternal mean eternal, and that is the most awesome gift, that when you share with people, the people who have a fear cannot please God. And when you share the simplicity of God's grace, eternal mean eternal. When God wrote this passage, He was serious. He was not joking. So these are the kids, and 316 Children Home, we put this banner on purposely in English, so everybody can ask. And when you ask by anybody in Pakistan, you have a freedom to tell. You have a freedom to tell, unless somebody coming like a Pharisee and a Sadducees in the mindset to, you know, trick you to put you in jail forever and ever. But people come and they ask the message, and then you have opportunity to tell. So this is 316 Children. God is doing that awesome work there. And we are grateful that the house parent was also answer of prayer. We've been praying and praying, and we saw a couple of them kids, they were sleeping in an animal's house where they put the animals and animals pee, and there was so many mosquitoes. And we saw those kids, they were eaten by them. Literally, their all skin was like, you know, bug bites. And I told Carrie, we talk about, we pray, and we announce in our church that Lord probably is going to open this place if anybody want to serve. Guess what? Somebody who was going to be retired from Pakistan Army for serving 20 years. He heard, he went to home, talked to his wife, and they said, after praying, there was a burden on their soul, that God is putting that burden on their soul to serve in this particular ministry. Now they are serving. And he did awesome job, you know, taking care of the kids, the army-style bunk bag, the army-style, you know, breakfast, the army-style, you know, ready, brush, put your uniform, go to school, and come back, prepare your, you know, it's just awesome, awesome that God put that, you know, man of God to serve in the 316 children home. And he also elder of Grace Bible Church too. And these are the four kids. Four orphans, they had the grand opening. And they were happy. They were happy bird that, you know, somebody recognized them. I think we are all happy when Jesus Christ recognized. Just like the woman was in the big crowd, touched Jesus, and he said, somebody touch me. And the disciples said, what are you talking about? There's so many. And when he recognized, our souls just light up that, wow, the God of universe in flesh recognized me, want to call me and say, come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you whatever take. Even I will give my life for you. So they were so blessed, so happy. And these are the kids from other 20, other village called 23. These kids also was oppressed and also was pushed by Gentiles to convert into Islam. And their family said, you know, we have one incident that one our elder was, you know, have to make that decision. But we don't want this happen again. So they gave their all kids to us, and it was God's timing. And now they are living in 316 children home, showered every day with the grace of God, and learning. Every morning, 5 a.m., they go to church. And every morning, and I'm currently teaching the book of Ephesians from past probably 4 years, thank God. And it's a rich, rich, rich letter that it's God, you know, God the Holy Spirit wrote through Paul for church. It's awesome. So they are learning all basic truth and learning about who they are and what is their calling and what is their battlefield. How to stand up and how to learn and how to sit down. These are the kids. And we pray and we are asking God, this is the army of God in the next generation. As Psalms talk about, the next generation will praise Him. So it's worth serving these little ones because they are the future. Wow. We are here. I was telling Randy, we are here by accident, but it was not really accident. It was God's plan for us to be, you know, have some rest, and for you guys so we can have a fellowship. And here we are. So this evening we can speak at Grace Doctrine Bible Church to share with you guys what God is doing. Not only in people's, in kids' life, also widows. And scriptures tell us, as Isaiah was writing and God was speaking, learn to do good, to seek justice, help the oppressed, and defend the poor and orphans, and also fight for the rights of the widows. So she is the widow, and now she is a happy camper. And she is every day there, and also she sleeps with girls to, you know, just be with them as an authority and also keep all the bugs away from them. You know, all the boys away from the girls. So I call bugs. So she's very happy and she's excited. She's every morning there in the church, and especially she's not only fed by the Word of God, also the physical food. Physical food, and she said it's been a long time she had a red meat. I said, okay, we will arrange for you. Before you see Jesus, we will have some red meat for you and you can enjoy. So she's happy and she's just excited and praying, and she's just, you know, it's a God's gift, God's grace gift for us to have this. And now, that was what God, you know, where we came from and what God has done. So as Pastor was talking, we go to Pakistan. Pakistan for almost 6 months and also 6 months in USA. So when we go to Pakistan for in the beginning of November to all the way end of April, there's so much work. There's so much work. There's so much teaching and a lot of, you know, God things need to be done. I think that's why Paul said, you know, we are called into good work. And that's why we are here on this earth. And I believe the work Pastor Joe have done that is on the shelf is going to help people in a tribulation. Just like all the works Moses, Job, Jeremiah, Elijah, and Habakkuk, all the people have done is helping us to trace the grace work of God through the Bible. I believe that all the books, all the audio message, all those Jew, it will make a puzzle piece fit together to understand He's the Prince of Peace, and from without Him there's no peace. He's the one who already came. We have to just believe. So I'm excited. All the material, doctrinal material is going to change. It's going to rock. It's going to rock the world when we are having a perfect, awesome fellowship after being, you know, raptured in the third heaven and having a gazebo, awesome party with God. I'm looking forward. So, November, God is, you know, I have 20 minutes, so I will keep it in that. So this is a missionary from Texas that also have a God story, met Carrie on the ground in Abu Dhabi when they were waiting, and he was like almost more than 6 feet tall. He's the only one can be seen. So they start talking and we made a connection. It was God connection, and he came next year to Pakistan. So we having a marriage conference. In Pakistan, husband and wife, they sit separately. So in this section, husband and wife sitting together as the Word of God, you know, being taught. Wife saying, "Did you hear that?" And husband saying, "Honey, listen too." So it was a wonderful, wonderful conference for the community. And it was mind-changing and culture, you know, changing conference that Jesus Christ, you know, speaking about so much about marriage and about love, about, you know, loving one another. So that was the conference took place in November. And then December, we build with our hands. Like we have a lot of, you know, glowing stuff in the month of December. So we were building star and putting some lights on. And the purpose of this, to put as high as possible on our roof. And it will glow all night. And it can be seen from very far. So when you have a segregated colony, a lot of stars glowing, everybody will wonder what the heck going on. So they ask question and we point them the Bethlehem, the star of Bethlehem long ago. That's God's son was born and we are celebrating his birth. And then you can tell the whole story. So that's the story behind the star. And then as I was talking about the villages, in villages we have 7 villages we go and teach. 2-team, buddy team. Jesus has said, you know, to his disciple, 2 of them go and teach. So 2 of them go every day in each village and we teach. And currently we are teaching also in the in the month of Christmas. We have a Christmas care package just like a Samaritan purse. We started a Christmas care package, and each year we prepare a small box and Word of God, like very first time we did Psalms 23. After that we did 7 I.M. And this last one, we did the fruit of the Spirit. And next we are hoping to do the armor of God. And it's all the pictures with the passages and story and message to give all the kids to color and they take home. And then mom and dad can see and ask question, and then they will know the answer. So this is the ministry in take place in Pakistan every December. And our December is full from 1st December to New Year's. A lot of kids hear about Jesus Christ, His birth, and a lot of passages. And we have extra freedom under the nose of Satan. Extra freedom to, you know, share the passages and share the birth of Christ and His message with all nation, with very carefully, you know, way. And this is the way they done coloring. They learn Urdu and also English. Urdu is the national language. And Pakistan is 98% Islam. There's 72 different dialogues being spoken throughout the 5-4 regions. And 465 group of peoples live there. 180 billion peoples are there, and million. 180 million people exist in Pakistan, and 3 million are Christian. And we need your prayer. It's increasing, and there's a lot of conversion inside, like undercover. So God is doing a marvelous job. The places the messengers can't go, the message goes. A lot of reports that many, many Muslims being converted, the appearance of Jesus, identifying, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the one you've been following. So a lot of great, great things going on that has been not reported. Even a lot of persecution too. And these are the villages, and kids are happy. And another God's grace. Man, God never gets tired of giving His grace. We get tired even receiving grace. Or sometime a lot of people have a hard time to receive grace because it's free. And I always tell everybody, hey, in America, if you want to buy a car and if it has a top price, you will go for. Even inside there's nothing. You will just look at the show and say, wow. Because it's very expensive and you think it's worth. I said the message of grace, the message of Jesus Christ, the eternal life, it's free for you. But it was not costless. Jesus paid it all when He was separated from His Father, when He took all our sins upon Him. So that was a grace gift from United States too. And this Adobe van, 7-passenger van being used over probably 15, almost now I can say 13,000 miles upon that van. And we put the cross, so it's a purpose that who we are. Who we are over there, when people ask who you are, you don't tell I'm a carpenter. Actually, they are asking what religion are you. And you don't hide who you are. You straightforwardly say, I'm Christian. Sometime my dad say to people or policemen, who are you? He will say, Sir, I'm a thief just like the one who was forgiven long ago when Jesus was being crucified. I'm just a thief forgiven just like the one who was crucified long ago. So he have his way to tell the story and tell his identification. So, and it's honor to, you know, be recognized and known by the name of Jesus Christ in Pakistan. And people don't shamed. They don't shamed of losing job or friends or any good assets. They will say, the one we are following, he is able not to only deliver but provide. His name is Jehovah Jireh. So that van been used in Pakistan for Grace Academy, and also one of them great fellow reapers, the VOM, the Voice of the Martyrs. They blessed us with the 2,000 Bibles in Urdu language. And also 2,000 essential study guide from Village Ministry International done by Pastor Drew Freeman. So we translated, and it was a gift to many souls. Many, many people received Bible, and some of them even first time. First time have a Bible as their own possession. So currently we almost have delivered over 1,600 Bibles. And it's continually going on, and this van God is using in an awesome way. And then also, when we are there in Pakistan, God opened doors. There's a lot of volition, but lack of knowledge. Just like I think the prophet Hezekiah or prophet someone, like, you know, scriptures are somewhere, says, my people are destroyed for the lack of their knowledge. So there's a lot of people being, you know, on the path of destruction because they don't know the truth. So in this conference, my focus was, this book was also done by Pastor Gene Cunningham. We translated, and I did over conference, 5 different conferences. And a lot of people were, you know, just giggling and making joke. What is this little boy going to do? In Pakistan, I do shave or have a little bit, you know, French, just like that. What is this little dude going to do? So when we talk about the Word of God, and my focus was, salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone, plus nothing. Bible is the Word of God, and it is absolute Word of God. And then eternal security. These 3 points delight so many souls, and some of them was grinding their teeth because it was contrary to their doctrines. And man, it was, I'm still speaking the camp language. I will tell you why in a moment. It was a blessing. When we finished this conference, a lot of opportunity. A lot of, you know, people understood that salvation is a gift of God. It's not a work that we can earn. It is a gift of God, and gift of God is just receive as a gift. We cannot earn. So that was the conference took place in Pakistan. When we were there for over 5.5 months, a lot of people were blessed. Especially, I'm grateful to look forward to see these men teaching the same simple truth, salvation, Bible, and eternal security. And I told them, if you can chew on these through, if you can metabolize these foundation studies, we will move on next time on something else. First, you know, have a foundation secure and strong. Yeah, the foundation. This is the basics book done by Pastor Gene. And sometime in some villages you have a, you know, sound system delivered by a different way. I never got to use the sound system. Electric was off, so I have to speak. I'm grateful that I'm speaking very low, but you guys can hear me very good. Over there I have to speak to, you know, make my point from, So it was blessing. A lot of soul was blessed. And the Bible was delivered, and this is our school kids. They were honored. It was just, you know, shocking. When they received the Bibles, mom and dad, they were bringing sweets, like we have a donuts and cake, they were bringing to our home, saying congratulations, saying thank you. I said, what is for? Our son, our daughter, received the treasure that no one ever thought about it, and you guys gave it to us. It is a treasure. treasure to change souls. And they highly respect the written word of God to see and understand the living word of God, Jesus Christ. So it was a blessing to see their perspective. And God took us from slums to, you know, all congregation, churches, prisons, and nearby borders, and even Gentiles, many, many places. And we had a Bible race. The Bible was race designed to help them to have a small introduction. How many books in the Bible? How many writers are the Bible? And we were focusing on, like, you know, Job chapter 23:12. I have treasured your words more than my daily food. Isaiah 15:16. I found your word and I ate. And then Psalms 119:105. Your word is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet and light to my path. And then, you know, Matthew 4:4. Every word of God that proceed by the mouth of God, man can live. So, also Hebrew 4:12, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures God breathed, and it was just, you know, it was a blessing for them to see that it is word of God, it is a treasure, it is a, you know, way to see and understand God's love. So, and then this is a jewel. This is a jewel. She was a blessing. When we went to at least 10-hour traveling, and after delivering the Bible and talking to her and hearing her story, she said, just like this Sunday, when we were there for Sunday service, she said, long ago, 16 people were killed and 13 people was shot from my family. She's widow, sons and daughters gone, only one granddaughter and grandson was left. And she said, I want to give this Bible, this treasure to my daughter, my granddaughter. And I said, after you going through that, what is your message for those who have hurt you and killed your whole family? My prayer, they come to know Jesus. And there is the passages, love one another, the command. Even love your enemy when they hurt you. And God just, you know, doing a lot of work. And when simple idol worshiper volition turn into volition of living God, He changed not only my life, my family, many's. That's why our volition is awesome gift from God. Awesome gift of God. And many life being changed, and they are delivering Bibles. These are the pictures. And there's my princess right there with green and black and red clothes. I'm glad that she made a right choice when she was struggling with God and asking, what? In Pakistan? You have a husband for me in Pakistan? No. But what about this? What about this? And then the word of God come into soul. My way is not your way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My plan is higher than your plan. Actually, that passage, Isaiah 55:8, become a passage on our wedding card. And it was a blessing. So I'm glad that she made a good choice. So that was for Pakistan. In 5 minutes, I can explain what we do in USA. So when we come back in USA, God have opened door for me and my wife to go 5 different youth camps. Birmingham, all of them, I believe, all of them good doctrinal sound teaching. 2 of them done by Arkansas and Birmingham and Florida and then Texas and also Pennsylvania, all good, wonderful teachers. And so we do 5 or 6 youth camp throughout the summers, back to back. And I can use that phrase when we were done. Done with, you know, all the camps. I said, somebody said, how are you doing? I said, we are pooped. And I learned that phrase. It was a new phrase. And somebody asked me before, When we were in Oklahoma visiting one organization to the Voice of the Martyrs, and the director came and he said, "Faisal, are you pooped?" And I said, "I haven't eaten yet. What are you talking about?" Oh, then he just, you know, then he changed the word. And then I asked Carrie, I said, "You know, what does he mean? Asking me I'm pooped." So she said, "That's the idiom to saying, are you tired? You are so tired." I said, "Yes." So the 5-6 youth camps, and then, and also just like Grace Doctrine churches and ministries, we go and just give account what God is doing when we are absent from United States. And, you know, they receive all our information, but we, you know, just like to share the stories we cannot put about, like a persecution. Persecution, maybe you guys have heard. There was 286 people was killed in one bomb blast. Then there was also many other, and my and Carrie and our family, our distant relatives, have been put into jail for 25 years. Over one SMS, text message. Even somebody did that. Falsely accused. And also two other, my aunt's husband's brother was killed over somebody just blame, and somebody was, even they were justified in the court and came out and been shot, and nobody even considered to do anything. So we are grateful that we are alive. We are grateful that we are here to tell you that our God is not dead. He's surely alive. He just came like he was with them in the form of Jesus, the fourth one in the midst of fire when Daniel's friend was being persecuted for their faith. He just came. He injected Carrie from the van, and she have just broken toe and half broken teeth and many bruises. And then I was right there. I was right there, just hanging there, and I remember I said, "God help." That was the first phrase came out from my mouth. And from the first responder, "Are you okay?" "I'm grateful. Thank you, Jesus. He's not done with us. He have a purpose for us. He did not bring me from Pakistan to die here in a car wreck. He have a purpose." And we were praising Jesus, and everybody was saying, especially the people around me, "Yeah, we need to give him some medicine. I think he lost his mind." I said, "No. I did not lose my mind. I know that God saved us. He have a purpose for us. Jesus Christ, the only one can save us." And they were shocked with our attitude. Man, we around a lot of people, and they will just, you know, blame God. They will, you know, do all kind of stuff. If they don't find anybody else, they find God to blame. Find God blame. And you guys even praising him. I said, "Yes. He's the one who saved us. He's the one who saved us." They said, "Yeah, that's true, because no one will come out from this kind of, you know, van." And it was a blessing. It was a blessing from first responder to the even the point we leave from Lebanon to come to spend three awesome, wonderful weeks with Roshak. We are grateful. We are grateful for Brother Randy and his wife and their hospitality. So God is able to deliver from fire, from shipwreck, from car wrecks. So he is awesome and he's excellent. And I believe I'm start using those two or three words. Excellent, awesome, only for God. Sometimes you say, "Excellent, that food was excellent." No, I'm going to change my mindset about that. God is excellent and he is worthy to be called excellent. So we need your prayer. We need your prayer. Whenever you see white color, green color stands for people who believe in Islam. White, little white color in our Pakistan flag stands for Christianity. So whenever you see white color, you can offer a prayer and flood the throne room of God with your petitions and thanksgivings to God. So we need your prayer, and it's God's grace ministry, and when God is gracious, He provides. He provides every details. That's why we call Him in His essence, Sovereign God. He's not only able to fight, He's only not able to defend also. He's only not able to just, you know, go before us. He's also able to provide. So your prayer is precious. Your prayer is like iron curtain in Pakistan. I can say with a proud and with, you know, great confidence. Same as Satan was saying to God, you have put the hedge protection around Job. That kind of hedge protection of prayer of the saints. Your prayer is aroma to God, and when He hears His children asking behalf of others, that is awesome. Because we ask for us too. But when we ask behalf of others, we are fulfilling the commands of one another. And it is a beautiful thing. So, pray for us. As you receive our bulletin, we are praying for revival in USA. We are praying. This nation, I tell everywhere I go, that this nation, the first chosen nation was the nation of Israel. The second nation was blessed and continually being blessed and being showered the mercy of grace and God, United States of America. So we need to pray our nation, for our nation. For our nation. As an Old Testament somewhere say, if my people just humble themselves and call upon my name, I will see from above, from my throne room, and heal the land. He is able to heal the leprosy, and He's able to heal United States too. He healed long ago, and He can heal again. So please pray. Please pray. And thank you for extra 5 minutes. And if you guys have any question, we can chit-chat over awesome food that has been prepared by awesome ladies. Oh, sorry. God is awesome. See? Good food. Good food. Much better food that has been prepared by good, gracious, majestic one. That's the biblical term. Psalms 8:16:2. The majestic one. We are all the majestic one because He's the prince. He's the king. And I think Brother Joe will come and do the closing.
Well, we thank you for this and appreciate you coming. And we will continue to pray. In fact, we have a bulletin. And we do not have your ministry on it. So we'll put it on there.
Awesome.
The next month's bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.